tape of that one. Just give me your impressions on what happened.
Yeah, I'd say, we suffered a hard-fought loss to a really good Richmond football team on Saturday. Richmond was able to get the run game going. Camden Coleman was efficient throwing the football. And they pressured our quarterbacks, created some takeaways defensively. We were able to move the ball at times, but it's hard to win with three turnovers. And you look at our last three games at home here, and we're -5 in the turnover margin, and that's not who we've been. It's not who we are. Defensively, taking the football away is something we've done really well, and they're going to come. They're going to come, but they haven't. And offensively, we've been very good about being smart with the football, making good decisions, and securing it. And we haven't been able to do that. So, and it's not always about the turnovers, right? It's also the response after the turnovers. And that's on both sides of the ball. And Richmond was opportunistic. They scored 10 points off of turnovers. They had a pick six. And then we held them to a field goal on another turnover. And we forced a fumble, but we gave it back to them with an interception. So, turnovers aren't the whole story, but 10 points off of turnovers in a 10-point football game is significant.
Yeah. Your team, you get down 13-0 early. Rashawn Breaker gives you a big 46-yard run to get you back. But then that stretch where Richmond is able to score right before the half and then comes out and breaks the long run in the third quarter, how pivotal was that in the game?
It was pivotal. First, Rashawn Baker. I mean, it was great to see him find some creases and create a big play. He's a talented running back, so it was good to see him have that breakthrough. After watching the film, Rob, I feel like our guys played hard, and we were more resilient than we were a week ago. So I feel like there's been some growth there as a team. When a team runs for 200 yards against us, it's easy to say that they were more physical than us. And those drives at the end of the first half and to start the second half that you're speaking of, those were tough drives. But we did come up with some big short yardage stops defensively, and we ran for over 5 yards a carry. So we played some physical football too. After giving up that scoring drive at the end of the first half and the other one to start the second half, a lot of teams would have packed it in. We did not. Our guys continued to fight. We stacked some scoring drives and created some stops defensively to where we had back-to-back possessions down by 10 offensively in the fourth quarter, with an opportunity to make it a one-score game. So we weren't able to capitalize on those opportunities, but we ended up outscoring them in the second half, and that at least tells me that we've got a hungry football team going into this bye week.
You made the decision there in the first half after the interception to switch to Jack Salopek at the quarterback spot, and he's 14 of 21, 187 yards and a touchdown. Talk about the reason for the change and how you felt like Jack played and what he brings to your team potentially going forward.
Yeah, I felt like we needed a spark offensively, and so Jack went in and did a good job, and it's tough coming off the bench, right? Because you don't have the reps, the cumulative reps, or going into the game that week, so to be able to come off the bench and get the ball out of his hands, make some decisions, thought Jack did a good job.
What does he obviously has some experience, I believe, Western Michigan transfer. So what does he bring to your team? What skill set maybe that's a little different?
Yeah, he's played a lot of football. Started 10 games at Western, over 650 college snaps, coming into this season with us here at Elon. So, he's smart. He can pick things up. He's crafty. He can extend some plays. He's a quick decision maker. He gets the ball where it needs to be, when it needs to be there. So, he's a good quarterback.
Just one more on the offensive side. We touched on Rashawn's run, which was a nice run, broke some tackles to be able to bust through. He finishes with 66 yards. We've talked a lot about TJ and his contributions to your team, but what does Rushan bring, sort of in combination with TJ?
Yeah, it's nice to have both of those guys. Rashawn's a little bit bigger, but they both can break tackles and they both can run away from people. So I think they're a great 1-2 punch. They're both, good catching the ball out of the backfield as well. And, TJ still found a way to get his yards, from an all-purpose standpoint. I think he's back over 100 yards, again, all-purpose yardage. So, it's important that we can utilize both of those guys and keep them both fresh and healthy. And they're going to continue to be productive for us.
Defensively, you mentioned the yardage. You gave up 436 yards, which I'm sure is more than you would have liked. But as you said, with the loss of the turnover battle, and you guys did come up with some stops, just in general, how did you feel like your defense played in the game?
Yeah, I think there were it was we weren't the same it's we weren't very consistent from drive to drive. There were some long drives in there that wore us down some, I would say. We've got to do a better job of tackling. We committed a bunch of guys to the run, which puts our back end guys in some one-on-one situations. And felt like there were times that we held up well and held up against some double moves and some tricks and really stood tall on the back end against some of the tricks that Richmond ran but just run fits consistently, tackling consistently. They had a short yardage run that squirted out on us, for a big chunk. And that's just, hey, when you're in short yardage situations and you've got a hat in each gap, if there's one miss there, it can be a big play. And we fell victim to that. Still in the second half, we got back to back, stops quickly, got the ball back to our offense. So feel like we're still playing tough on defense and still putting ourselves in a position to be competitive and win a football game.
Questions more from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning. Tony, back to the offense. With Jack and Matthew, are they still similar style quarterbacks, or are there, obviously there's some differences, I guess, but are they kind of fall into the same schemes for you in general?
Yeah, I would say so. Both of them have the ability to extend plays and some quarterback run. Both of them have the ability to pull the football. But I would say they're both similar quarterbacks that fit into our offensive system.
So you don't have to do it regardless of which one is out there. There's not like wholesale change type thing. Is that
Right. It's
correct?
not two different offenses. Maybe we script plays slightly different for each kid for what their strengths are, but still the same offense.
Thank you.
Tony, you head into the bye week. I know, and listen to some of your comments post game, you feel like this is a really important stretch for you. What's going to be the focus here this week and next?
Yeah, it starts with Elon. It's about us, really. We got to get our guys healthy. We've got to evaluate ourselves, do a really good dig deep into self-scout and efficiencies and, what are we doing well? What do we need to do more of? We need to develop our fundamental skills. We'll get out and we'll practice twice this week on Wednesday and Thursday, and develop some of our skills. We'll do a little bit of recruiting, but the focus is on us and getting a head start on New Hampshire.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for the time here this morning. Enjoy the bye week and